Hare Krishna. Even if we can't be spiritually joyful, we can be spiritually purposeful. When people do something which they find joyful, even then they cannot always be joyful. Suppose there's a tennis player who loves to play tennis, but then in order to perform well on the tennis field, they have to go through workout, they have to do exercises, they have to regulate their diet, and they have to do so many other things which they may not like to do, which they may not find joyful. But at that time, when they don't find it joyful, you know, they remember their purpose of being high class tennis players, and that purposefulness enables them to endure the joyless phases of tennis practice, or phases when they lose matches or whatever. So they if they move forward and excel in their life, it is not just because they always find tennis joyful, but because they are always purposeful. You know, whenever we have to do anything challenging, anything worthwhile, anything wonderful in our lives, we know that it is not all going to be a joy ride. There are going to be phases of difficulty, and we can weather those phases by our determination, by our purposefulness. Now, a similar sense of purposefulness is necessary when we practice spiritual life. Sometimes when we hear about how there is an ocean of happiness available for us in love for Krishna, then we start practicing bhakti and we expect that happiness to become immediately accessible to us, but it doesn't happen. Sometimes we may feel some joy in the practice of bhakti, but sometimes because of the influence of the modes, because of our past conditionings, we may go through phases of joylessness, dry phases. At that time, we need to be spiritually purposeful, knowing that this is the process by which we'll go to close to Krishna, and we stay focused on the process. The Bhagavad Gita 2.41 talks about this purposefulness when it states, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana bahushakha hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. O Arjuna, those who are on the spiritual path are ekeha, they are one pointed. Vyavasayatmika buddhi, their buddhi is completely fixed. So this is how they work, and this is how we too need to work if we want to grow spiritually. So when we find that we are going through some phases of joylessness, at that time, if we cultivate a sense of spiritual purposefulness, how? By studying scripture, which reminds us of the ultimate glorious spiritual happiness awaiting us in love for Krishna. And we associate with purposeful devotees, then their purposefulness will rub off on us. And as we persevere through the joyless phases by being purposeful, then our persistent purposefulness will gradually culminate in perennial joyfulness. Thank you. Hare.